Well, once again, it's time for the Cincinnati Arts Association to bring a myriad of entertaining programs to their stage as part of their Cincinnati Arts Presents. So joining me in the studio is Van Ackerman, Director of Public Relations and Marketing for the Cincinnati Arts Association. Welcome, Van.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Always good to have you here because you always bring such fun and interesting programs to us.
Well, we try.
Without further ado, let's go ahead and start the 2017-18 season with Black Violin Classical Boom Tour on Tuesday, October 17th.
That's correct. We're very excited this group is coming. Black Violin is really composed of two classically trained violinists and violists, Will B. and Kev Marcus, who've been touring the country now for quite a while, actually, and have become extremely, extremely popular because they take classical music and they sort of explode it out. So it's really not classical, but it kind of is. They're really about hip-hop, rock, R&B, soul, bluegrass. They've taken that and they've merged it with classical to sort of create their own new style, which they call boom. They also write a lot of their own material. So a lot of what you will see and hear on stage is them doing this wonderful morphing of all these styles together into a brand new style that they've created. They travel with a couple of musicians, so it really is a band, but it really does feature them. What I love about Black Violin is they're really also about breaking down stereotypes. So you walk in thinking you're going to see one thing, but you're really going to see another. And because of that, they work a lot with kids. They do a lot of educational outreach in the community. They may do something with the SCPA. We have an educational program during the morning where they'll be performing for a full house of students, which will be wonderful. But they're really out in the community, really training and teaching, and sometimes they even bring classically trained kids on stage with them and they play with them. So it's going to be a remarkable night of music with these two wonderful guys.
Well, it's oftentimes it's said that music is food for the soul. The next program, however, is going to be breaking down real food into its scientific components, and that is Alton Brown Live, Eat Your Science.
Yes, Alton's been here before. He's extremely popular. He's all over cable with all of his Food Network shows. And it's hard to explain this night because it's food for the soul that's incredibly entertaining. He's almost like Gallagher in a way. He does these crazy things with food and science and puts those two things together and experiments and makes things happen and challenges preconceived notions about things. He also sings. He sort of has a rock band. He tells incredible jokes. He has puppets that he plays with. It's kind of like America's Got Talent all in one with Alton Brown. People love him. And not just adults, but kids. Kids especially love Alton. Alton loves kids. And if you're in the first few rows, you never know what you might have end up on you or who he may take from the audience to come up with him to help with the performance. I mean, he's as much of a science guy as he is a food guy. And that's what makes him fun. I think it's why kids love him. I think that's why parents love to bring kids because you don't just leave being entertained. You actually learn a lot of stuff too, being with Alton. And he's just a lot of fun.
And he's going to be here on Saturday, October 21st.
That's correct.
Shortly after, about a month later, November 30th, we're going to continue the weird science aspect of the season with a show called Brain Candy Live, featuring two fairly popular gentlemen.
Yeah, how interesting. We have two sort of science shows back to back. So yes, in November, we have Brain Candy Live. Many of the listeners may have heard of Mythbusters, which we've had here a couple of times, and it always sells out for us. One half of Mythbusters, Adam Savage, is going back out on the road with a new partner, Michael Stevens, who's this amazing YouTube sensation. And once again, they break down stereotypes about how things are done and why things are done. And they do all these crazy experiments on stage with all of their toys and fun stuff. And they describe it as a two-hour play date with Walt Disney, Willy Wonka, and Albert Einstein. So that gives you an idea of what to expect that night. Once again, you have no idea what to really expect. This is a brand new tour. I'm sure they'll probably bring people on stage with them to help with their experiments. Who knows what'll happen in the first couple of rows. It's just a night of a lot of fun. And once again, kids love the show and parents love the show, and it always does very, very well.
Now, the next show that comes along is Tuesday, February 27th, and the forecast is for rain.
Yes, not as much rain as we've had recently with the hurricanes, that's for sure. But this is a storm that comes through here about every year. It's called Rain, A Tribute to the Beatles. It's the best Beatles tribute show out there. If you've seen it, and many people have seen it here, you don't want to miss this one. What's fun and new about this time is that they're not going to be at the Aronoff Center. They're going to be at the brand new renovated Music Hall. So it's going to be really fun to hear them fill that space. They basically become the Beatles. They look like the Beatles. They sound like the Beatles, not just the music, but in their accents. There's a lot of multimedia and video that surrounds them. So it's a highly produced show. But the best thing is they get every note of every Beatles song note perfect. And you feel like you're sitting back and you're actually listening to the Beatles in concert. That's how good these guys are. And what's kind of cool, they play things live that the Beatles never did because they couldn't. Because a lot of the studio work they did involved a lot of these wonderful, crazy sounds that you had to synthesize. They can do this now on stage. So you get the entire breadth of the Beatles' work, their 10 years together, in the show. And they cover all of those periods of the Beatles' history, from the Ed Sullivan years all the way up through Abbey Road. And now that we're in the 50th anniversary of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album release, I'm sure you'll hear a lot of music from that album too, that watershed iconic album. It's just a great night of music if you love the Beatles, or even if you don't. It's just a lot of fun. Once again, for all ages, we see people there from 8 to 98 having a great time.
And it's a multimedia presentation. I mean, it's got so much going on with video and photos.
And exactly. And really, really high quality video. And that changes every time they tour. Also, they add new video. They shift it around. They change it. It becomes more and more HD. They were on Broadway for a year. And after the Broadway tour, the look of the show really did change and grow. And they keep adding music because there's so much Beatles music. You can't cover it all in 2 hours. So it's always something different. So we're always thrilled when Rain comes back.
Now, moving on to Tuesday, March the 6th, we have the Golden Dragon Acrobats.
Yes, this is the premier acrobatic troupe out of China. They are the real thing. These performers train all of their lives to be acrobats. And you will see everything from contortion to the act where they keep putting boxes on top of each other and suddenly they're three stories in the air, balancing things. He has lots of balance. It's a beautifully choreographed show because the people who put this show together in China, they're as much about choreography and dance and movement as they really are about the what some people call the tricks or the circus element of the show. Yeah, acrobatics in China is very different than the acrobatics you'll see in a circus or Cirque du Soleil. It's really, really beautiful to watch. It's very colorful. It's very dangerous. So there's really something awe-inspiring about it that, once again, families and kids love. So it's a great night out with the whole family.
Later that month, March 22nd through the 31st, we'll be seeing perhaps one of the funniest musicals about women at that time of life. Menopause the Musical.
Yes, coming back to Cincinnati once again. It's been here many, many times. Women love this show. Actually, men love this show too. Yes, as you mentioned, it's the hilarious celebration of women and the change. So it's about menopause. It's four women in a department store singing a lot of music about what they're going through. But what's great is that it's not original music. It's covers of songs that we all know from the 70s and 80s with different lyrics to it. So it's a lot of fun. And yeah, the women joke about their hot flashes and their mood swings and their wrinkles and their weight gain and getting older. So it's something that everybody can relate to. Probably even men who have a woman going through this or a wife going through this or someone in their life going through this. And they really nail it. They really get this down. And the show's been around for a very long time. I think it's been around for like 15 years or something. And it has a remarkable life behind it. It does well wherever it goes. And people just love it.
And the season wraps up May 11th and 12th with a special presentation by the Dance Theater of Harlem.
Yes, this troupe has been here before, too. We love the Dance Theater of Harlem. They are from Harlem in New York City. They're getting ready to celebrate their 50th anniversary. They're a contemporary dance company out of New York. It is not necessarily an African-American dance troupe. It's a very diverse troupe of all different kinds of dancers. One thing I love about them is, like Black Violin, they actually are really about education also. And they're about taking their work out to the community, out to schools, and really training kids about the discipline of dance and the diversity of dance. And that's kind of really why they were formed. They were formed around the time of Martin Luther King's assassination as sort of a reaction to that. to really take dance out into the community and art out into the community of Harlem and New York to make a difference. And the company really has made a difference. Beyond that mission that they have, their work is also incredible. They're a wonderful troupe in terms of their choreography, and they do everything from classic dances to neoclassic works by George Balanchine and their own choreography that they do internally with some wonderful choreographers there. So they're here for two performances because they are so popular here. So if you love dance, especially modern dance, come out and see Dance Theater of Harlem.
Well, once again, the CAA is bringing us a cornucopia of various entertainments which are not to be missed. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman. Thank you so much for joining us, Van, and
thanks,
filling
Jim.
Us in on what's going on at the Air and
Always
Off.
Always a good time.
For more information on the CAA Presents season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.